with Jesus, for the call of God that's in our life. What you've called her for, what you've called her to do, Lord, even in this season. I see a woman. And I see you right in the middle of it. It's, everywhere that you go, this whirlwind, people don't know what to make of you. They can't figure you out. And many times you have questioned, God, why am I like this? Why can't I be normal? And God says, I didn't create you to be normal, so don't be normal. Normal is a setting on a washing machine. I hear Paul in the book of Acts when he's in Philippi. And a group of men come to the judge and say, Judge, there's these two men who are exceedingly troubling our city. And God says, I've called you to trouble the city. I've called you to shake the foundations. I've called you to rub people the wrong way. Because that's the way I'm sending you to a peculiar people who will not take the word as is, but need to be shaken, need to be moved, need to see that little bit of oddity and craziness, because that's who they are. God says, I can't send a prim and proper pastor to see them. I'm sending you, because you're not normal. When I meet you, I broke the mold. Yes, that is my image, because when Jesus Christ came, he exceedingly troubled the city. He rubbed people the wrong way. But God says there's going to be a grace about it. What you do, and even though you shake, even though you stir, and even though you're this whirlwind, I see a heart of compassion. At a very basic level. People, even though it's like some people are going to go, there's going to be a mess of people all over the place. But even though they see that, what they're truly going to be attracted to is the compassion of your heart. But ready, says the Lord, because you are entering into a season where I'm going to draw you close to me and I'm going to break your heart as my heart breaks. And I see you weeping tears that before you go, God's going to send you an assignment to minister to specific people. I see you weeping for them before you even get there. Peculiar ministry. But it's okay, because that's how I've made you. A whirlwind I call you, says the Lord. Is that that lady?